This is All Things Considered on WSHU. I'm Craig LaMolt. The Public Health Committee of the Connecticut State Legislature is hearing emotional testimony today on legislation that would allow terminally ill people in this state to be prescribed life-ending drugs. If the bill were to pass, adult patients who are considered mentally competent and are told by two doctors that they have less than 6 months to live would be able to use the fatal drugs. The bill also says they'd have to be able to administer the drugs themselves. In recent years, Connecticut residents have been arrested for helping friends or loved ones to die. Several people who have progressive terminal conditions testified at the hearing, including Sarah Myers, who has ALS, or Lou Gehrig's disease.
The emotional comfort of knowing that I got to the point where I didn't want to go on, that I could do it in a loving and peaceful way and not put anybody in legal jeopardy would just let me rest a whole lot easier.
Others supporting the bill included Barry Williams, who testified he has Parkinson's disease and is in what he described as almost constant and unbearable pain. He said his disease is not yet terminal, but that when it is, he'll want to know he has the control of how he dies.
I understand that this issue is one of the hardest you will ever face as legislators. Know that your action on this bill will not decide when and how I die. What it will do is let me and others like me, when the time comes, to make that choice for themselves.
This is not the first time such a bill has been proposed in Connecticut, and it's never passed, in part because of vocal opposition. Some conservative Christians argue against it as part of their pro-life stance, where life extends from conception to natural death. Probably the most vocal group against the measure is the disability community, and several disability advocates testified against the bill at the meeting. Among them was Elaine Kolb, who spoke about what she called ableism, which she equated to racism or sexism. She said people tell her they'd rather not live if they had to be in a wheelchair like she is.
And the implication is it would be better if you were dead. You'd be better off. This is a common thing that non-disabled, ableist people say to people with disabilities, and there is contempt in it. There is contempt in this bill.
Another opponent was Bill Knight, who's the chair of the Connecticut Council of People with Disabilities.
In the state of Oregon, which is a legislation that this raised bill is modeled after, people have reported who have considered this option did so not because they were enduring intolerable pain, but because they didn't want to be a burden to their loved ones.
The bill would require two doctors to say someone was in the final 6 months of their life. But Jim McGahey of Connecticut's Office of Protection and Advocacy for Persons with Disabilities argued determining that kind of timetable can be unreliable.
Sometimes missing the mark by years. When you add the complications that come with progressive disabilities, such as muscular dystrophy, or multiple sclerosis, or other chronic conditions, things get even murkier.
Some lawmakers raised concern in the hearing that people could be pressured into ending their lives for financial reasons. Connecticut Attorney General George Jepson testified in favor of the bill. He said he raised a bill like this in the 1990s when he was a state senator, and he described the reaction he received at the time.
I couldn't go to the grocery store without somebody coming up to me and saying, as a nurse, that this is something that they did. Not infrequently, family members would come up to me and say, this is what we did with my mother when she was terminally ill and about to die. This happens all the time, but it happens in the dark. I think it would be much better, far more sensible, to have it in the spotlight where there is an orderly process.
The Public Health Committee has until March 28th to decide if they'll hold a vote on the bill.